Welcome to the Week in Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading, and we're reviewing the week of April 22nd to April 26th of 2024. So looking at the biggest event of the week, it's the Japanese yen trading at all-time record lows versus the US dollar. Now looking at the other Forex symbols, the major pairs rebounding versus the US dollar, and as we shift to indices, we saw a roller coaster of a ride for both the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq, but finally rebounding towards the end of the week. Now shifting over to commodities, gold and oil also had a brief sell-off, but then rebounded towards the end of the week. Now when we looked at the stocks this past week, it was a big earnings week, starting out with Meta, formerly known as Facebook, disappointing the street and tumbling over 100 points, while Microsoft and Google beating the revenue estimates and trading upwards. Now, lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin trading in a very tight range and mostly unchanged for most of the week. Now, looking at the upcoming major events of this week. So we start out on Monday, April 29th, first out of the European Union. We have Germany coming out with its preliminary core price index, CPI number coming out. And then that's followed up on Tuesday, April 30th, out of the United States, we have an employment cost index number coming out. And in addition, CB consumer sentiment number coming out. In addition, that same day, we have corporate earning reports for AMD Advanced Micro Devices coming out. Now looking on Wednesday, May 1st, out of the United States, we have an ISM manufacturing PMI number coming out, a JOLTS job opening number coming out. And most importantly, we have an FOMC rate statement that same day. And in addition, we have corporate earnings for MasterCard, Pfizer, and Qualcomm. Now that's followed up on Thursday, May 2nd, corporate earning reports for Apple, a big mega tech, and we want to know what that's going to be like. And lastly, looking at Friday, May 3rd, out of the United States, we have a non-farm payroll, an ISM services PMI, and lastly, a treasury currency report coming out. So lots of things coming up this upcoming week. We'll see her next week on the Week in Review. Have a good weekend, everybody.